On Monday, the National Bureau of Economic Research declared that the U.S. recession actually began almost a year ago, and the stock market swooned nearly 700 points over the announcement. But as I watched the ticker move ever downward, all I could say was, who thinks this is news? In Northern California, just about everyone in my social and professional circle would be surprised to hear the recession hasn't gone on for a lot longer than that. That's because our lives are in recession, and they have been for much of the last decade. We never really recovered from the tech bust of 2001 and from the bust in industries affected by it, including my own, journalism. In 1996, before the tech boom flooded the market with new writers who supplied copy to all those online startups, I was paid $2 a word for the stories I wrote for national magazines. Today, even if I hadn't gotten a raise for a dozen years, after inflation, my rate would be $2.75 a word. But even though I've written two books since then that have done well, I recently accepted an assignment that paid 10 cents a word, just to get the byline. That's an income drop of 96%. There are too many of us chasing too few assignments, many of which are on websites that are struggling for their very existence and whose articles are viewed for free. My story is mirrored in professions and businesses throughout the Bay Area. Whatever the industry, I am surrounded by people who have been making less for quite some time. Some have given up entirely on corporate work and have started their own struggling businesses, not drawing a salary year after year while they wait for their companies to generate enough revenues to pay them back. Others work part-time as consultants, getting along without benefits. Then there are the ones who don't even live in the Bay Area anymore. They moved away from friends and family to find work in better public schools elsewhere. They can't afford to come back. So as far as I can see, Monday should have been a boring day on Wall Street. If investors knew what my friends and I know, the market would have yawned. With a perspective, I'm Stephanie Losey.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases, on the internet at lchb.com.